Continuing with Hilchos Chodesh Nissan, and again, we already discussed Halacha of Shesh Mechad Mechag. The next Halacha that comes up in the Mechaber Tav Chav Tes, and they're brought down in the Ramah, is the Minig is to liknei Shechitim, Lachak and Laniyam, the Minig of Moy Shechitim to give it out. Now, even though there is generally Halachas of Tzedakah throughout the year, but these Halachas of Moy Shechitim are different than the Minig of Tzedakah. For example, the Shaar Tzim brings down that even though the Yishalmi says that this halacha of Gimat Moy Shechitim is halacha, it's not just a minig, and the Lashon Darma is a minig. Zakta Shaar Tzim, what the Rama means is that the minig is to give out Dafka Chitim and not just to give out money. Technically, it could be Yaitzi your mitzvahs of Tzedakah, even this mitzvah of being with Samech Naniyim by giving out money. However, the minig is to give out Chitim, to give out wheat. And the Mishnah brings that our minig is not just to give out the wheat, to actually give out a ready flour in order to make it easier for the Aniyim to be able to have their Tzarchi Yomtif. Therefore, that is different. One of the differences between regular tzedakah and aviyah, we're trying to give out something which is ready, makes it easier for the ani to give as well. The Yavis brings down that this is not the regular din of tzedakah. Even somebody who's not capable of giving regular tzedakah throughout the year would be mechuyif to go ahead and borrow money in order to give out my shechitim. He's medayik from the Lashon and the Rambam, and from the fact that the Ramah brings it down over here that it's not just regular hilchas tzedakah, but this is a hilchas yomtif tikadin. And therefore, even somebody who generally is putter from the inyan of tzedakah, from the chayv of tzedakah, because he doesn't have money, nevertheless would be mechuyif to go ahead and give my shechita, because this is a din in being mesamech aniyim when it comes to yontif. The third also difference is that over here we have this concept of kaifen oisai, that we're able to create a kupa within a city. We don't do this anymore bizmanein in most places. We're able to make a kupa, and as long as somebody's already a resident of the city, which the poskim say means that either a person who lives there for 30 days, or a person who moved there with the intent to live there long term, any of those people are mechuyif to give to the kupa, and we can be kaifin the person, we can force the person to give towards this public collection in order to make sure that all the aniyim have. The poskim speak out that nowadays, since we do not have a public collection, since we can't be kaifin a person to do this, since obviously there's a minute to give it and it's a proper thing to do, it's a chiyuv to give it, to give it. However, since we can't be kaifin a person on that, person is able to take mois tzedakah. He can take mois meiser and give it. Generally, when it comes to a chiyuv, we say they can't use mois meiser. For example, Max HaShekel, we just said, those are chiyuvim, and you can't be gaveh as chayvay from mois meiser. But since mois chitim is not something that we can force people, Shlom Zalman and Mr. Krellis and other places come right as well, that bismanele, you can use mois meiser. Another difference is also that when it comes to the regular din of hilchas tzedakah, all you need to give for the ani is all you need to give him is the amount that he needs for that day. You give him two sudas, one in the morning, one in the evening. If a Shabbos, give him three sudas. Or when it comes to mois chitim, the point is in order to give him enough money to be able to last him throughout the whole yontif, to be able to give him money before yontif that he doesn't have any daigas throughout yontif. The Saratim brings down a beautiful lashon to explain why dafka there's a din in mois chitim more by Pesach than by any of the other yomim. So even he just writes that since Pesach is his man cheres for yeshin umesuben chal echad hu bebeisav rev simcha, every person sitting in his house and every person is having a tremendous amount of simcha. Ain ze kavod laHashem shaniyam yu oz beevim utzmeiv. It's not covered for the Rabbanu Shalom that you're sitting there on your throne and you're sitting there acting like a melech, and there are people who don't have what they need. V'alken noishin lekemach akol yimei Pesach. He give him the amount of money that he needs for the whole Pesach. Shochel gamu lesaper yitzias mitzrayim besimcha. He has just enough for Pesach, just enough for the first night. So he's already has daigus ready about what's going to take place in the future. Therefore, he can sit on the first night and knows that he has all the tzarchi yontif was already given to him before yontif, and therefore you want to be smechem. V'oy zakta sharitzin. It's not so easy to be able to buy matzah throughout the year. Bread, he can give him the amount of money that he needs for that day to buy throughout the year, but matzah is not so easy to find, especially in yontif. And want to make sure that either he's not going to come the day kilkul, he's not going to come chalila to end up eating chametz, or just not to be able to have the matzah that he needs. And therefore, want to make sure that he has everything that he needs prior to yontif. And the minig place coming down bismanei was not to give chitim and not to give kemach like the mishabur says was the minig in his days, but to try to give all tzarchi yontif, to give bread, to give matzah, to give fish, to give meat, to give everything that they need in order that the person can be mesamech and have the simchas yontif properly.